Welcome to the Free Fire Pro Podcast. This is your host, Berserker Gaming, and I'm joined by my co-hosts.
Hi, I'm Flame Carver 61.
Crash Man.
And I'm Dad Venture. You can listen to this podcast wherever podcasts are available. We're so excited that you're joining us for the Free Fire Pro Podcast. And you can also find out more of these great tips and news and maybe get some free diamonds at freefirefamily.com. It's Dad Venture, guys, and I got big news. I'm here with Berserker, I'm here with Flame Carver and Trashman Gaming, and this is, as promised in the last episode, big, big news. Now, guys, I know that you haven't probably heard this, but there's a collab potentially coming through the leaks channels. Like, guys, all the leaks are saying this. I'm reading this, and listen, the leaks have been pretty on. There's been some things, though, that I've told people, and they haven't been true because of leaks. Like, I thought the criminals were coming back to Brazil. All the criminals, they never came back to Brazil. Although the green criminal did. Yeah. But this one I'm excited about. The new collab that's coming sometime this year is with the German brand Puma, which is known for its sport gear. Mm-hmm. It's athletic wear.
Oh, that's all. I'm a golfer, and Puma is like one of the biggest names in golf right now because of Bryson DeChambeau. So this excites me a lot.
Yeah,
it looks a lot.
I got a video and it looks sweet. Like, you got Puma pants, you got Puma shirts, if you've never seen the sweet Puma logo, it's literally like a Puma jumping and it says Puma. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. And they've done some cool collabs in the past and with clothing companies. Mm-hmm. And I think Puma would be awesome just because people love cool outfits in the game. Like, one of the favorite things people have. But I think, like, for me as an American who knows Puma, I think that'd be great for it to be coming into the game.
Could the collab go both ways? Like, could we see some in real life, like, gear from
Puma? Oh, man, we need some in real life.
Let it go both ways. Hey, Mr. Free Fire, if you're listening, because obviously you listen to our podcast because you make all these changes when we talk about stuff, we would love to have some Free Fire Puma gear. Just saying.
Well, Free Fire has collab with some companies that do shoes and stuff. And in Latin America, during the last one, they got two different pairs of sneakers. They've got sneakers that match the Blue Angel uniform, and they got other sneakers that came in the game. We didn't get those here in North America. I was really frustrated because I was like, man, those would have been awesome, especially since they asked us for our shoe size, and we never got them. But there's potential that those things are coming to the game. And as influencers, it would be really good. I mean, I would definitely wear shoes from Free Fire, so no question, I would wear them. They probably would be.
Don't you have a pair? Have a pair of Free Fire shoes?
I have three. I have two pairs of Free Fire shoes that somebody made for me, but they're not from
Free Fire. Who made those?
I have one for you.
It's a CMB Customs,
yeah. Right? Yeah. And they paint shoes for you.
So they paint those shoes for me, so I have some.
So, shoes. But outside of having somebody custom make you shoes, Free Fire hasn't given Dad Venture shoes.
I would love some Dad Venture shoes. So that'd be
Free Fire
to go with your coat.
Yeah. To go with my coat, yeah, that'd be awesome.
If you listen to this, Mr. Free Fire, all of the Free Fire Pro podcasts would be happy with any.
We will wear your
Free any Fire Puma shoes. Gear. Yeah. I'll wear them all the time. Like,
but
I'll
with recent them. News, they may not be thinking necessarily about making shoes for influencers.
That's fair. Yeah,
with
that's
everything fair. Going on in the world with India, that may not be high on their priorities.
But they're probably just
it wasn't in the budget.
Probably just trying to make sure that influencers can.
But I don't know if people know
the game.
This is exciting. Puma's a huge company. That'd mm-hmm. be that's like on par with like Nike coming mm-hmm. into the game. Like, that would be a huge international coup for having a big brand in the game. There was talk about Converse being in the game there for a while. And so there's just been some of these collabs. And so I'm excited about Puma.
Well, I mean,
so,
especially overseas in Southern America, Puma's probably actually bigger than Nike.
Yeah, so it's a good collab. If you've not heard it before, you've heard it here first. Again, this is coming from the Free Fire Leaks Network. There's a lot of different people that leak stuff and information. We don't always know if it's true.
Thank you, leakers.
But I think it's exciting for sure for me.
Thank you.
And so I got some exciting news for you too, Berserker. This is exciting. So
for me?
Yeah, we've been talking about OB33, and it should be coming out here in a few days. We're actually going to get early access.
I know. You guys
here.
Have let me know like four times that I don't get to play the advanced server.
We really just want to let you know every episode you're not getting it. But
Thank you.
We make fun of Carver because Carver shared one of our episodes. He shared that Snowell is coming to the game in OB33.
I still think it'd be a great character to have in the
based
game.
Based upon an article that has been out for a year where every advanced server, that character's the game. We talked about it last episode. It's really funny. But I wanted to share with you that Berserker, your name is Berserker because you believe yourself to have Viking heritage. That's why you got the long hair. That's why you got the tattoo on your arm.
Yeah, I have Viking DNA. I mean, it's not Viking like
DNA. So the other character that we often make fun of Flame Carver for sharing is not only Snoel, but Sver, which is actually an MMA fighter whose active ability is supposed to be going berserk. He's got long hair and a beard, just like you, and he's got tattoos.
Let me see this.
Look at this thing.
Come on, Free Fire, make it happen.
Let me tell you what his ability does.
He even looks like me.
He actually does look like you. His ability, though, is basically Berserker Rage because it consumes 34 hit points of his own to increase damage by 16%. Mm-hmm. So he gets weaker, but then goes out. So
I think that'd be great. I have Berserker Rage when I play Free Fire, and I play with people who use aimbots. That's what we talked about in the last episode.
That's actually true.
Yeah, I go Berserker in real life. So, yeah.
But I feel like I can see how that would play out for Cody. He activates the ability, his health drops, sniper rifle right through the
skull. Right? Yes, yeah. That's exactly what happened. Or I get done healing somebody on my team who's much more valuable to the team than me, and then I get shot.
I mean, I'm kind of hoping. I want Sver to come to the eventually, because when I first started playing, I saw this same article like a year and a half ago. I saw this exact same article about what was coming to the game. I was like, this is so exciting. They've never come. The other one is Snoel, Flame Carver. So I did some research of that. Snoel's ability is Nano Nerves. And, you know, we've been having these people tell us that there should be a character who makes it so no one else can use their ability with their ability. Well, Snoel's ability is within 5 seconds of being hit by Snoel, enemies are unable to use any active abilities. So it doesn't shut down passives, but it does shut down active abilities. And it's her passive ability. So it's kind of similar.
Yeah.
And allows her to get some. They can't convert EP to HP. They can't. I mean, it's a pretty neat ability. I don't think 5 seconds is enough. To me, that's way too short. Enough time. I think it should be like 10 seconds. But I think it's probably why it's not in the game. That doesn't seem like a great ability at 5 seconds. But we keep talking about those. Any day now, we're going to be playing no advanced server. We're going to find out if Snoel and Sver are on there. I'm not thinking so. But at least you can keep up your hope, Berserker, that you might feel like you're in the game.
Anytime I can play as a Viking, I will.
Right. There is like the techno Viking looking character in there.
I have that character. Yeah. Currently, it's equipped. Yeah. So
you're a good techno Viking. Yeah, for sure. I'm a
good techno Viking.
But one of the things you were talking about is like how you like to play the game as a new player.
Yeah, I like to play the game as a new player. One, there's a lot of reasons. One, like every time I hop into a group, especially playing Clash with people, which is not my favorite, but we'll get to that. Like, anytime I hop into a group with people, they're super kind, they're super encouraging, and, like, it's just a lot of the toxicity, at least in the North American server, in the groups that we run, doesn't exist. And so, like, for when I'm playing, I feel like I'm welcomed into the group instead of feeling like I can't learn, which is a great environment for new players who are learning the game to feel like they can have the freedom to not be as good and still be playing with players who understand, like, it's just a game and we're all having fun.
Yeah.
But you guys have been playing for a long time. In fact, all of you are streamers, and all of you are actually on the influencer circuit for Free Fire. You're all part of that. And so I just was wondering, you know, from a new player who is beginning to stream, I had some questions. Is that okay? Can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
Okay, so first of all, when you started, how did you attract your audience? Like, how did you get people to go, yeah, I want to watch these guys play video games?
Well, when I started on mobile, and I was just coming from when Fortnite got pretty much banned on mobile. So, like, I basically just jumped from Fortnite to Free Fire, and I had my controls kind of set up differently. I played precise on a tablet, so, like, I played four-finger claw, so I used four fingers, which was a little bit different. So I was just running and just shooting headshots because, I mean, I didn't play default, so I was just really good at aiming because I had played for 2 years on Fortnite mobile before I did this. So I just went from one game to another with my skills and the talent that I used and the weird way I played at the time. It was just a new way for me to engage the audience in a different, unique way of playing.
Yeah. Okay. So here's my other question. How long did you stream when you started? Because, like, I've seen people stream for 20 minutes at a time. I've seen people stream for 6 or 7 hours at a time, which to me, that's awesome. But that's a long time. How much did you when you started?
I'll weigh in on this one. I was, what, we were about 3 or 4 hours doing it and everything like that. But for the new Free Fire player, streaming's not the way to go. Making like good, not kill reels, good content and starting out. And I know Dad Venture, he's made many a clips about this. Because the thing is, just jumping on live streaming, I do have a proof we can show you. Had a live stream that nobody watched. So that means I didn't even think to pull up my own stream and watch it.
Right.
So it's not getting you out there because nobody knows who you are.
Yeah. Absolutely. So Dad Venture, when you when you started your stream, you got a lot of people quickly. What were the ways that you got the word out about exactly like what you were doing as an influencer?
Well, I wasn't an influencer when I started. Mm-hmm. When I started, I was just a dad playing with Flame Carver, just playing the game. So there's really the way to get the word out is just play. Just play the game. You get in the Free Fire community by playing the game. People discover you. Every platform, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, has a way to be discovered if people want to watch you, and so that's kind of how you do it.
Yeah. I still weigh a lot of your successes. You are very energetic on camera.
True. I'm loud for sure.
So that ties into next. Like, what was your hook? Like, what was the thing that people kept coming back for? Like, as you were playing, what was the thing as a streamer that made people come back to your stream over and over and over again? Like, Dead Venture, I know you have a couple different things. You have the ban hammer that you do. You were doing pro noobs. So you're giving tips to new people. Like, so what are some of the things that you guys have done? Like in that realm,
many of mine, it was right in the midst of COVID. So a lot of them, the main reason they kept coming back is I was very active in talking and engaging people in the chat. I didn't care so much about the game as I did talking to those followers and really trying to make them feel like they were part of something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I did like just my precise control. I didn't use default aim, which is a little different. So I used precise, and I was scoping in. I have a bunch of like clips on my second channel of just a bunch of headshots and stuff from when I just didn't use default. So that was was what hooked some of my followers at the beginning.
Yeah. What about you, Dad Venture?
Well, I'm just me, loud, big personality, and proud. Have a lot of fun. That's what I do.
Yeah. So you think the fun is really what draws people back in, right? But the follow-up is important, too. Like, I know you guys are all on social media, so how did you use social media to engage some of your followers as well?
Well, I expanded this last summer with Free Fire in Real Life, which I know some people have done with other video games, but I hadn't seen any with Free Fire. And those are still some of my biggest videos on my YouTube channel. They're like a minute long, just quick little short videos, but they're like my biggest videos on my YouTube to this day still.
Mine's definitely been the do news and find codes from time to time to get people in. They're released through Garena, free codes, to get them in-game gear. Because a lot of people don't have as much money as the next person to go spend $10 on the game. So trying to get them free gear and take care of them.
Yeah. What about you?
For me, I do humor. I do things that no one else is doing. Everybody else wants to do headshot compilations with their hacks. I don't do that because I don't hack. So I do funny things, humor. I do hot trends, and I do them in a funny way.
A famous singer.
What's that?
A famous singer.
I am a famous singer. I do have 1 million views on my songs.
And a collab, right?
What's that?
Do you have a collab?
No. We didn't actually sing together, but I collab in the sense of the guy, they're really big fans of me now. So, yeah. One of the famous singers in Jamaica is a big fan of Dad Venture and my singing ability. So
being part of the influencer program for Garena Free Fire, what are some of the perks and benefits that you guys have seen from the company? What are some of the things that you have noticed like that stand out for you as an influencer?
We do get the Elite Pass, and we get to give free items that would normally cost us money. We get to put it on Garena's tab. That's always nice. And then the advanced server to try to get that info, further push influence, letting them know what's coming out, see the characters firsthand before they go live.
Yeah.
My personal favorite's the room cards. I mean, that stuff's all cool and all. I like the room cards. I like just being able to not have to spend a bunch of money on room cards where I can just get on every stream. And instead of having to go into like lobbies with random people, I can play with my followers. I can engage with them. I can grow connections with them. Instead of just playing with a bunch of random people in Battle Royale, I can play with my followers and, you know, get to know them and participate with them.
Yeah, I mean, the room cards are worth, what, 99 cents?
A card.
A card? Really, like... Isn't that what they bought equivalent? They're like 100 diamonds.
Can I sell mine?
No, you can't sell them. Can't sell them. But they're roughly about a dollar a card.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've gotten hundreds of room cards from being an influencer, which is really hundreds of dollars of value, even though it doesn't have any intrinsic monetary value. It's money that I have to pay if I wasn't an influencer. I probably wouldn't buy the room cards. I'd just play the game. But having the room cards allows me to do crazy fun things with my fans.
I think I've got close to 700 room cards.
Like $700.
Well, you always, I get
you're
on there.
You're free fire rich.
I get on there, and then the adventurer invites me, and I get, he's done got a room going, so I play on his rooms all night.
Well,
and
sounds
then at
like
the end of the month, he's mad.
Sounds like Trashman's been taking advantage of the system. Yeah.
Him and Carver's mad. I ain't got no room cards.
So here's my last, question. I think probably anybody listening would be intrigued by, what's your favorite moment as an influencer for Garena's Free Fire program? Influencer program. What is your favorite moment that you've had being a streamer, being an influencer for Free Fire?
Mine would be the one back, like last year around this time, we did an Evo Scar giveaway thing, and we had to run tournaments and stuff. It's still one of my favorite moments we've done. It's not like a crazy huge thing, but we just brought like people together, and we just had a good time running tournaments and stuff, and giving away some Scar tokens. So that was fun.
So this wasn't necessarily like with Free Fire, but it was shortly after we became influencers. The adventurers like, we're influencers now. We got to do something big, get the word out. And we did the dumbest thing we could ever think of with a pepper challenge. And I thought my insides were going to boil. It was awful. Probably the dumbest thing we've done by far.
We kept playing, and I think whoever lost the round or whatever had to eat the hot pepper, and
Flame Carver was the first out.
It was bad. He quit.
I ended my stream. Last pepper, I took a bite and I hit the end button.
I thought he died. And people on the stream were like, your son's dying. I'm like, yeah, I probably should go. Like, he's dying. I probably should go check on him.
But he's not going to lose the trash man. So.
He's in the kitchen drinking milk trying to cool down. Did you quit next? I don't, like, what was the details? I forget. Who quit
I think
next.
Me and you made it to the habanero, and I think it was like a gentleman's, we're done with this. Yeah.
I was like shivering and shaking.
Yeah.
My hands were shaking as I'm trying to stream. Face, I'm crying.
Whoa, I made it to the end. Don't downgrade me. I made it to the end.
Well, hold up.
After I took the bite.
You made the very noob or rookie mistake of just like popping a whole habanero in your mouth, and that was
I think it
game
was
over.
Stream was like, I can't click.
It's like, and then we heard him downstairs on Kyle's. Just
I forgot about that. I totally forgot. We gotta make a highlight video about that.
Oh, trust me, it's on the internet. You can't get rid of it.
You like crying on stream? Painfully.
I made a whole video about it.
Well, Dad Venture, is that one of your favorites?
No, definitely. My favorite was seeing my name on the Tropicana Tower in Las Vegas. Big old sign says Dad Venture during the Guinness Book of World Records that was set by Free Fire at the 4th anniversary celebration. That they got me in a private Tesla car, drove me to this exclusive location next to the airport, dropped us off at this party with all these decked out Jeeps with Free Fire logos, and they had these glowing tables, like purple and blue. They had a floor that only like two other famous musicians have used. It was $10,000 a night to rent it. They had a guy dancing in a mirror costume, and a guy playing drums. And then you look up at the building and it says Dad Venture. It was awesome. That's probably my favorite Free Fire moment.
I mean, it was so cool because you were texting me pictures while this was happening, and I was just like, this is so stinking cool, like that you get to experience this and that you get to be a part of this. And I think like anybody who's listening who loves Free Fire, I'm sure that this is a dream of a lot of Free Fire players right now, is to become an influencer, to stream. So if you had to, especially for me, because I'm a new streamer, so I'm asking this, if you had to give one piece of advice to streamers who are starting out, what would that be? What would that one piece of advice be that's going to make them or break
to
them?
To streamers or to players?
To streamers.
Don't stream. I mean, really, I say this almost every night. Don't stream. Don't, like, people just think that they can stream and build an audience. That's not everything that we have proven, everything we've seen. Streams don't build audiences, videos do. Mm-hmm. And so the one piece of advice that can change everything for a content creator is to create the audience first by creating the content videos.
Yeah, there you go.
And then once you have an audience, stream. Because then you can grow with a stream. But it's very difficult. And I watch people with under 100 followers every night starting trying to stream to nobody watching, thinking they're going to just hit it big. And that's just not how it happens. Mm-hmm. You know, I already had an audience on Facebook when I really started taking off on YouTube. And I already had like 40,000 people on Facebook. And that was really because Flame Carver started to have instant success on Facebook. And so my personality hit well there. And so I already had a leg up on the competition on when I came over to YouTube.
Yeah, another thing is you have to stand out. If you make the same content everyone else is making, nobody's going to watch yours over like one of the bigger content creators. Like mm-hmm. And like especially with Free Fire, compilation videos, don't do those. Everyone's doing those, and they can go watch all the big streamers with a million followers for a compilation video with all those headshots. But no one's going to watch some little YouTuber with 5 subscribers compilation video. Maybe you'll get a few views, maybe 50, but you're not going to get a bunch of views on just a compilation video. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, you got to find that niche for sure. Whatever suits you, your personality. Obviously, news for me, I know Flame Carver does a lot with the weapons and the stats and stuff. The adventure is all across the board, but he's got the personality for it. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'll speak in Spanish and Albanian and you name it.
You talking in tongues?
I mean, you guys heard it here. I mean, like, I think those are great, great pieces for up-and-coming influencers, potential influencers, right, for the Free Fire program, and people who are trying to stream, get into it. I mean, because that's a daunting task. It really is. When you think about it, it can be really difficult, and it's kind of scary almost, if you think about it, to start brand new, something you've never done before. And so, you know, that's crazy to hear, Dead Adventure. Don't stream.
Don't stream.
I mean, that's the one thing that you're trying to do.
No one listens to me.
That's like, don't stream. Yeah, right?
I'm like,
they hop on Twitch with
I've
nobody.
Only got 500,000 followers a year. Yeah. Maybe you should listen to my advice, but they don't. They just they want to just stream. They don't really want to, because content creation is hard. I mean, mm-hmm. we put a ton of time into trying to think about how to do this, how to create content, mm-hmm. and like it's not just jump on and stream and you'll have 1 million followers. Like, there's a lot of work that goes into it that you don't see, and especially we don't have a lot of time for this. We try to make it happen, but we try to be really strategic. So if you want to do strategy to grow, don't stream it first. Create video content.
As a bonus tip, I would say too, don't be afraid to fail, because you're gonna. Like, how many times have we sat back where we like put an hour into this video, making sure it's tweaked like nicely, and throw it up there, 7 views.
Yeah, and then I throw a video up that I post on TikTok a year ago.
Yeah,
I put it on YouTube 2 days ago, had really no views, a few views, and last night I went to bed, it didn't really have, it had about a few hundred views. I woke up at 261,000 views. Yeah. So sometimes you just, if you're doing things right over time, lightning will strike. And if you're doing, I've got like 700 and some videos, 800 videos now. Lightning has strikes, but it strikes one out of a couple hundred, 300 videos. Like it's not going to strike out at one out of 5 videos on your channel. You got to have hundreds of videos on your channel if you want lightning to strike.
Yeah, and I think that's a good note to make too. Like, you know, as we've been talking, you know, about what it takes to be an influencer, what it takes to be a streamer. You know, a lot of people are looking at this as this like get rich quick scheme that doesn't take much time or effort. And they think if they stream or if they play the game live, that all these people are going to watch them. And the truth is, there's a ton of work and effort that goes on behind the scenes for you guys that I'm sure that people don't realize and don't know. So it's really cool to hear some of that stuff. So. Yeah, well, thanks for sharing, guys. I really appreciate that. For me, as a noob, not a pro noob yet, but a noob, it's really good to hear that stuff, because it helps influence how I'm going to take on the challenge of becoming a streamer and hopefully an influencer one day. Yeah,
that was great. Maybe you can.
Maybe
you start working on it. Maybe in the next episode we'll talk about how to become an influencer.
Yeah,
because there are some details about how. Mm-hmm. I mean, Free Fire is pretty clear with us as influencers. They teach us the things we need to know when people ask, because we get asked every day, how do I get a V badge? How to become influencers? So we'll do an episode specifically about how do you become an influencer? How do we become influencers? And what can you do to maybe join us in the Free Fire Influencer Program in North America? It's different in everywhere. And we could bring some of the data about, like, in India, you needed 500,000 followers just to get in the program. Probably not right now, based on what's going on in India, but every server has its own standards. But we could bring some data about some of the standards across different servers that we're aware of, and maybe help listeners across the globe know how to become Free Fire influencers.
That's awesome. Well, as always, we love that you guys tune into the Free Fire Pro podcast. If you check us out on freefirefamily.com, you'll have all the upcoming news, all the things that we find out. Every new episode goes there, and more information about how you can become a streamer and potentially an influencer for Garena Free Fire. And yeah, so thanks. And until next time, follow us wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and more.